Matt Bowen.
Are you ready?
Breaking down the X's and O's of the game. The National Football Post. Twitter.com/MattBowen41. Matt Bowen with Mully and Hanley on 670 The Score.
Mully and Hanley on The Score, and Matt Bowen joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Visit HRIFamilyFun.com to save up to $34.95. You read Matt in the Tribune, and great work as well for the National Football Post. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mully. How are you?
I'm doing great. And Matt, I should say, will be joining Hub and Dan Hampton broadcasting the pre- and post-game shows Sunday from Fat Sam's in Orland Park. And boy, Matt, I mean, I understand why there is a lot of excitement about this game. I mean, the Bears are stepping up in class. They're taking on one of the teams that is the a favorite in the AFC, and I understand that people look at them and say, "Well, who have they beaten?"
Right.
Well, you know, they've beaten Denver, and they've beaten Baltimore. Obviously, they lost to the Packers. Neither team has the impressive team in the AFC that they, or I'm sorry, in the NFC that they've beaten. I mean, obviously, the Bears with the Colts. Is there an uncertainty about them? Is there an uncertainty about the Bears?
Well, I think it's a good test for Lovie Smith's team, without a doubt. But even though you go back to last week and you see a team score 50 points in the NFL, I mean, come on, that's high school stuff. That's when you turn on the running clock and say, okay, let's warm up the bus and get out of here. They were very impressive last week, but I understand public opinion, Molly. I understand that people say, well, they haven't played anyone. Well, let's find out then. I mean, it's a marquee game. It's under the lights. And I think the first thing you look at with this football game is you have – two of the best defenses in the NFL. That's what you look at. That's how I'm perceiving this game, is who can make the plays in the defensive side of the ball, because the Houston Texans are not the Green Bay Packers on offense. They're just not. I mean, they're very similar to the Bears. They really are. They want to lead with their run game. They want to use some play action. They are, I think, better in their play action schemes and their boot schemes than the Bears are. But they both have a dominant number one wide receiver, and they both have probably a top five running back.
Hey, Matt, is it wrong for me to get – I'm getting a little frustrated slash upset with – I don't know. It seems like the ever weekly defense of Gabe Kremi and why he's not doing what he should be doing. And, you know, he's a first-round pick, and I understand injury and missing. But, you know, it's time to start doing your job. And now you've got your hands full with J.J. Watt, who a lot of people like as defensive player of the year. But, you know, it's stop making excuses and just start doing something.
Do your job.
I agree, guys. I agree. There are no excuses. Maybe earlier in the season, because Gabe didn't see that much time as a rookie. You know, some people say, okay, well, this is his rookie season coming up. That's fine. But even if you're a rookie this year, by the midway point of the season, if you're a starter, you're a starter. You're not a rookie anymore. If you played games, you have experience, you're expected to do your job. And I agree. The matchup he has is the toughest matchup he's going to see all season. Okay? Because J.J. Watt, and what I've seen on film, and the scouts I've talked to, I mean, he's a dominant football player. He's got the perfect blend of power and speed and athletic ability. And I'll tell you what, he's got 10 passes deflected already. There's DBs who die to have those numbers, okay? He's doing it at the line of scrimmage, because if he doesn't get home, he's so athletic, he knows how to time the quarterback up, jump up, knock the ball down. If you think of the Bears' offense, what do they like to do, guys? They like to throw those short to intermediate inside breaking routes. If you're Gabe Kremi, you have to cut him. Okay, you have to cut this guy down. You got to cut him early. You can't allow him to knock passes down from Jay Cutler, especially on third down. So if he wants to back off when he's engaged, you can go down, put your helmet down low, cut him, get him on the ground.
We would recommend to our listeners that they go to the National Football Post, nfpost.com, to see the way that you broke down the method to which there is in terms of the Bears getting the ball to Brandon Marshall. Can you tell us a little bit about, first of all, is that the signature play of their offense? Do they have a identity on offense? I'm not sure they do, but they certainly have targeted Brandon Marshall 90 times this year out of 508 plays. That is pretty unbelievable.
A lot of empty backfield stuff, as you point out.
Yeah, they did last week. You know, what they saw from Tennessee was a lot of cover two and cover one. Cover one is man-to-man covers, the free safety in the middle of the field. You know, watching that tape and watching Brandon Marshall get 9 catches, 10 targets, I like what they did, what Coach Tice did. He moved him around. You saw a lot of different alignments. You saw him in the slot. is Matt Forte aligned outside of him. Whenever you see Matt Forte aligned as the number one wide receiver and Brandon Marshall inside, Brandon Marshall's getting the ball. They're doing that for a reason, to widen the defense. But the main thing here is when he sees press coverage, he runs down the field. Okay, when he sees a guy off about 8 yards, run the curl, run the slant. I mean, at the end of the day, I think coaches get too complex. You know, this is kind of simple in a way, that he is that good. He does have that size and length. And take advantage of the corner. Take what the defense gives to you, because we've all seen how good Brandon is after the catch, especially. They used a wide receiver screen last week as well. So I do give Coach Tyson credit for mixing up Brandon's alignments, mixing up the route tree a little bit. But still, to beat Houston, you're going to have a little bit more. I think someone else is going to come up and make some big plays along with Brandon Marshall.
All right, Matt, hold on 1 second. We're going to get a quick scoreboard update from Mark Rohde. When we come back, we'll ask Matt about play calling, about rhythm, about how you go about that business, and who would that other guy be. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate it. Let's get back to Matt Bowen. He of the Chicago Tribune does great work here on The Score and also working for the National Football Post at FPost.com. You got a lot of jobs, Matt. You're working hard. Last I checked, you're dealing with the kids too, which is always the full time.
And you see him on TV; he's everywhere.
I know he's all over. What about play calling, Matt? I mean, you know, we talk about this idea. Somebody joked that the rookie of the year for the Bears is really Mike Tice because he's calling plays for the first time.
And Jay will remind you that he's a rookie.
Oh, Jay always wants to tell you, but it is a difficult thing getting into a certain rhythm. You know, figuring out a way to kind of throw those combination punches, like, you know, you're setting up a run, boom, here we go, play action. Or, you know, it's a feel thing. It's a difficult thing, play calling.
No, it is. I think it's the way on both sides of the ball, because I've always said that I know football. But if you were to put me in a situation, if you threw me out there this Saturday in the Glenbard West Wheaton North game, I'd probably panic a little bit, okay? It's not that easy. Yeah. It's not, because like you say, you do have to have a feel. You have to know. You also have to have plays in your back pocket that you trust for every specific situation, 3rd and 2 to 6, 3rd and 11 plus, backed up, depending on what personnel they're bringing in the game. You always have to have something ready right away that you can throw out there and say, you know what, I know this play is going to work. This is my guy to have it play for this situation. Let's go with this. But you also have to realize what they're doing defensively. It becomes that chess match each and every play. And especially in a big marquee game like this, play calling is going to be big. It's going to be real big against that defense because all the focus is on J.J. Watt in that front seven, which is very good. But they have a good secondary, too, in Houston. They're very athletic. Jonathan Joseph is a good football player. Yep. I think he'll be matched up against Marshall. They have Quinn at free safety. Daniel Manning, who all the Bears fans know, is a very good athlete. They're going to be, able to pressure and challenge in the secondary as well. For Coach Tice, you talk about having a test for this Bears team. What about a test for Coach Tice? This is a big one.
Yeah, and Matt, when you talk about that and the rhythm, I understand all that, and it's first time for Tice being the play caller. But I'm sure there are Bear fans out there saying, well, wait a minute, he was a head coach. He had the Randy ratio. He was a tight end. It's not like offense is a foreign concept to him. Lovey's a defensive guy.
No,
so
he's a grown man.
Yeah.
No, I agree. And just like Molly wrote in the Tribune yesterday, sooner or later you might have to put your foot down and say, okay, let's go a different direction. Let's try something else. Let's get input from other places. Let's make this a more collaborative effort if it's not going well. Because this team is too good and too talented not to be efficient on offense. They don't have to be great. They don't have to be the Green Bay Packers or, the 1980s San Francisco 49ers. I don't think that's what we're asking. But they have to be efficient enough to where they can win a game for it. Because there's going to come a time, as good as this defense is, I think this is the top defense in the NFL right now. But there's going to come a time, maybe it's late November, maybe it's January, maybe it's in the playoffs. We're going to need the offense to win a game. Okay, that's football for you. These guys in defense are not robots. They'll have a down day. So there's going to be a time where Coach Tice, Cutler, Brandon, they're going to need to be efficient enough where they can take control and dictate the flow of the game.
And again, I think that, I'm not saying the Bears need to lose a game, and I'm not saying that they really need to make major changes. But I think something needs to – the status quo is not helping them right now. We saw what happened when Jay went into Green Bay and threw the four picks. And it seems to me since then there has been this understanding within the coaching staff, if not within the offense, that as long as you don't turn the ball over, the defense will win the game. And as long as you don't try anything spectacular, as long as you don't make big gambles – You're going to win games. And that formula works, Matt. That works. You can win 75% of your games doing that. But at some point, in order to win a Super Bowl, if you're really serious about that, a quarterback has to take over a team. And a quarterback has to be able to make plays and try to make plays. And you got to open things up a little bit. And they just don't seem to be doing that. They seem to be waiting to get the lead and letting game situation determine the fact that they scored touchdowns late.
No, I agree. You can't run on first and second down and throw on third down. You can't be so basic with the defense. I know what's coming now, and as good as Brandon is, and I really think he's a top five player at the position in the NFL. You still got to spread the ball around a little bit, okay? Because right now everyone in the NFL knows, and the Bears need to make a play. The ball is going to number 15, and yeah, he's been making the plays. But this secondary is a little bit better than we saw last week and the week before that. And throughout the season, really outside of the Green Bay game, we saw the Green Bay game, Brandon Marshall did not have a lot of production. There has to be someone else. You have to spread the ball around a little bit. And I agree, Mike, you have to have some confidence and say, look, let's allow the quarterback to go make a play here. Let's get him outside the pocket. Let's get the tight end involved. I know Kellen Davis has been so up and down this season, okay, but you still have to be able to work the middle of the field. Especially against this defense, they're going to bring some pressure. You have to have someone you can throw a hot read to, and it might not be number 15. Who else is it going to be? I don't know. Maybe we'll find out.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. It's interesting too to kind of monitor, you know, the Alshon Jeffrey situation,
right?
Because I think so many people, you know, he just represents something different, and so many people are tired of Hester, but they don't give the ball to Hester at all. They don't give the ball to Earl Bennett very much. You know, they give the ball to Brandon Marshall, and that's about
it. That's it. And, you know, then you're telling Matt Forte, look, we're only going to throw the ball to one wide receiver. We're going to ask a ton out of you.
Yeah.
You know, which they should. He's got a big paycheck. But still, you have to be able to set up that running game, too, with Matt Forte. Get those explosive plays. And to do that, you have to have more options. And like Brian and I were just talking about earlier, yeah, the empty formations are nice, but the ball's still going to the same place.
All right, Matt, thanks a ton.
All right, guys, thank you.
That's Matt Bowen. You can go out and see him. You can go see the pregame show. They're going to be out at
Fat Sam's Orland Park. This Sunday. And don't forget, you can check him out, nfpost.com. Great information. You want to learn about football, he's there for you.
We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we got a special surprise for Brian, a big special something for you and one of your favorite guys and a guy doing
huh?
Yeah, Mully and Haley on the Score.